Time now for the News Nation Gut Check. An article in the latest issue of Guns and Ammo has elicited such a strong backlash from readers that the editor is stepping down from the magazine after firing the guy who wrote the piece. The column was written by Dick Metcalf. He wrote about his take on the Second Amendment, saying in part, quote, "Too many gun owners still seem to believe that any regulation of the right to bear and keep arms is an infringement. The fact is, all constitutional rights are regulated and need to be." Guns and Ammo editor Jim Baquette is now apologizing to furious readers and also announced that he has fired Metcalf and he's stepping down himself. Joining me live now, Philip Bump, staff writer for The Atlantic, Wire, who's been covering this story. Philip fires Dick Metcalf, says he, you know, the guy who gets fired says that he was just writing to talk about this Illinois law that requires gun owners to undergo 16 hours of training before obtaining a concealed weapons permit. Is that what set off the readers?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the gun control measures that you could advocate for, it was perhaps as mild as you can imagine. But the way that he framed it in the context of there are limits that apply to the Second Amendment, ones that we already recognize, just as there are limits to other constitutional amendments, that frame is what promoted the reaction.
A statement of fact.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, unquestionably. And in fact, a lot of the outcry that was issued in response to that clearly didn't even read the article, because he negated some of the arguments that were presented against him in the article itself. But because it is just crossing this line that was unacceptable, the reaction was furious.
In his open apology to Guns and Ammo readers, editor Jim Baquette wrote this in part, quote, "I made a mistake by publishing the column. I thought it would generate a healthy exchange of ideas on gun rights. I miscalculated, pure and simple." That's bizarre that the publisher would apologize for publishing an article to get folks talking about a topic that would seem to be top of mind to all the folks who pick up that magazine.
Right. Yeah. I mean, this is a magazine that has a circulation as of last August of over 400,000. It is a very widely read magazine. And the question that it prompts is, if you can't have a conversation about tiny incremental changes to the Second Amendment with a readership that large, where can you have that conversation?
One would also contend this speaks volumes about who we have become as a country, collectively, that you can't even have conversations in magazines that appear to lean a certain, you can't even challenge certain ideas without fear of reproach and termination.
Sure. I mean, you know, the Guns and Ammo had every right to take the actions that it did. The editor had every right to say, okay, you're fired and I'm stepping down. It is their own space. This isn't a First Amendment issue for them. But the fact that this Second Amendment issue crossed this tiny little line and prompted that reaction, I think you're right, is startling.
This is where you say this would never happen in the Atlantic.
Of course it would not. Of course it would not.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.